Ephesians chapter 2. Now, I got to give credit where credit is due. You know, I've preached a few messages over the years where I got the thought from somebody else. And so this thought comes from Brother Mike. He spoke at Senior Saints the other night. And as he was speaking, I'm texting in my phone. I got a little notepad where I write down sermon thoughts. And Mike's up there speaking, and I'm over there just texting. So this is where this message come from tonight. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, look at verse 18. We'll start in verse 18. If you're there, say amen. Amen. If you ain't there, say hold on. I still hear pages. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore we are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings, for being so good to us, God, and for what you've already done today, Lord. And we just give you credit, God, for what you're going to do in the next few minutes. Give us the message, God, that we need to preach. God, touch me and help me. And God, encourage us through your word right now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. By way of introduction, I want you to look at what this passage of Scripture says. For through him we have access. That's what I want to preach on tonight. We have access to more than what we think.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's look at what the Bible says right here. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens. Amen. In other words, there ain't no big I's and little U's. And there ain't nobody in here no closer to God than anybody else that wants to be, amen. We are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation. We are built upon the same foundation. Notice what it says. We are built upon this same foundation of the apostles, the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. In other words, what this is saying is, Brother David, Brother Tony, Brother Clint, Brother Robert, we're all together. We're all in the same foundation, amen. We are all in the same. Hey, we know that Jesus is the chief cornerstone, glory to God. And, I was a bricklayer and a mason. And you lay that first row, you know, you got the foundation. Then you lay that first row. You know what? That first row that's laid down ain't no more important, Melvin, than that last row of brick or that last row of block you lay in that wall, amen. It all makes up the wall, glory to God. And you and I make up the wall. Hey, we know Jesus is the chief cornerstone, but bless God, I'm in the wall. I ain't got to worry about it. I am in the wall. And if I'm in the wall, that means I got access to the chief cornerstone, just like Peter had access to the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
Now, I want to preach a little while tonight on the thought of what we have access to, and we have more access. You know, and listen, we all go through hard times. There ain't a person in this building, there ain't a person that's listening to the sound of my voice that ain't sometime gone through a tough time, a valley, a struggle, and ain't sometime every last one of us from the pulpit to the sound booth has thought about giving up.
Amen.
Amen. Preacher, you thought about giving up? Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I've thought about giving up. I ain't never thought about quitting on being saved. But I'm going to be honest with you, I've thought about giving up. We all have. And I'm telling you right now, it's at that times, Wes, when we're down in the valley, it's at that times when we're going through the hard times and times are tough, that's the time we need to realize what we have access to. If we're not careful, that's the time when the devil gets in your ear and says, nobody loves you. Jesus don't love you. Why in the world are you trying to live like that? Nobody cares about you. You know the devil's a liar. Why in the world do we listen to him? But don't you, real quick, I think Brother Wayne told me I probably wasn't going to preach about 20 minutes tonight. Well, that might be true, but you're going to get a lot in 20 minutes, amen. Number one, we have access to the Word of God. When you're going through a hard time and you're going, when you're down and you're discouraged, you have access to the Word of God. What did the Bible, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The most powerful thing that you and I have access to right now on this earth is this right here. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, when you realize what the Word of God can do, we have not even tapped into it. I'm telling you right now, Carlisle Hannah, as great a man as Carlisle Hannah was, had not even tapped into what the Word of God could really do. You understand, when Paul and all these disciples used the Word of God, what happened? I mean, cities were shaken. We understand that the prophet Jonah went into Nineveh and used the Word of God, and everybody in the city got saved. And we get discouraged and we don't use the Word of God. It's there for us. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, says every word of God is pure. It is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. We have it in our hands. We have it in our hearts. Let's use it. Amen. Use it. I've given this illustration before when I was a trooper. How foolish would it be to carry a gun and not use it? Somebody pull a gun on you and you say, oh, look at there, they got a gun. That'd be dumb. So why in the world do we let the devil beat us up when we don't use what we have access to? We have access to the Word of God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or are not worldly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We have access to the Word of God. We have access to prayer. How many times do we neglect prayer? How many times do we neglect? Listen, it ought to be something when you get out of bed, you ought to pray. When before you go to bed at night, you ought to pray. You ought to be praying. The Bible says we ought to pray without ceasing all throughout the day. Pray, pray, pray. We have access to that. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, seeing then we have a great high priest that passeth into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. You know what that means, Brother Robert? You ain't got to back up to the throne. It don't matter what's going on in your life. It don't matter how far in the valley you are. It don't matter how bad you think you've sinned. You ain't got to back up to the throne. The Bible says we can come boldly to the throne of grace. That means when you're covered by the blood, hey, you can go up there. You ain't got to ask nobody about going into the throne. You ain't got to get in a little closet and talk to nobody. Hey, all you got to do is get on your knees and call out on Him. Glory to God. Amen. We have access to the greatest high priest that ever lived, and we don't do it. Romans chapter 8, verse 34 says this: who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is he at the right hand of God? He is also that maketh intercession for us. I read a little story. It said a mother at a mission station died after giving birth to a premature baby. Said they had improvised an incubator to keep the infant alive, but with only one hot water bottle that was beyond repair, so they didn't have that. So we asked the children to pray for the baby and for the little sister. One of the girls responded, "Dear God, please send a hot water bottle today. Tomorrow will be too late because then the baby will be dead. And dear Lord, send a doll for the sister so she won't feel lonely." That afternoon, a large package arrived from England. The children watched eagerly as it was opened. Much to their surprise, under some clothing was a hot water bottle. Immediately, the little girl who had prayed so earnestly started to dig deeper, exclaiming, "If God sent that, I'm sure He sent a baby doll." Y'all know where this story is going. Somebody ought to shout. And she was right. The Heavenly Father knew in advance that child's sincere prayer needed to be answered. And 5 months before that package was packaged up and delivered from England. That's my God. I'm telling you, folks, when you got access to prayer, you got access to all you need. William Barclay said this. He said, remember this, when we pray, the love of God wants the best for us, the wisdom of God knows what's best for us, and the power of God can accomplish what's best for us. Amen. We got access to prayer. We also got access to praise and worship. Here's what Brother Mike spoke on the other night. The Bible says in Psalm 150, we all want to know what this says. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the posture of the heart. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath.
Amen.
If you're breathing, you're supposed to be praising. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Psalms 22 verse 3 says this, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel. That word inhabitest right there, it means to sit down, to dwell, or to remain. I want God to dwell with me. I want God to sit down with me. I want God to remain with me. So when I lift my hands and you think I'm crazy, I really don't care, because he ain't sitting on your pew. He's sitting on my pew. We have access to this. We know the story. Brother Mike read this in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and did a great job the other night. We understand that King Jehoshaphat, the enemy was coming against him. And King Jehoshaphat went to God and he prayed. And God said, this is how I want you to do it. You go ahead and set the army up. You get the army ready. And you have everybody ready in the army. But before the army takes one step, you get the praise team. Glory to God. You get the praise team. You get the ones that's going to go out front. And you get the ones that's going to sing and praise me and lift up my name and praise God, for his mercy endureth forever. Can you imagine what the enemy must have thought when they looked out and saw them coming at them with their hands raised up and them shouting and jumping and having a good time saying, praise God for his mercy endureth forever. And the Bible says that God sent confusion and the enemy killed himself. And we sit there like a bump on a pickle. And don't worship and don't praise and don't lift our hands and don't say amen. And we wonder why the devil beats us up. Folks, we have access to this. This is something that you and I have access to, that you and I can do. Daniel chapter 3 tells us about three men that stood for what was right. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the Bible says that they stood for what's right. They basically did. They didn't disrespect the king. Old king, live forever. They said, but we ain't bowing. We ain't bowing. They threw them into the fire. They looked into the fire, Brother Robert. And the Bible said, he said, did not we cast three men in? They said, yea, old king. He said, well, why in the world do I see four men loosed and walking around? Let me tell you something. I don't know about y'all, but if I'm in the fire and all my ropes have been burned off, and I'll tell you, I done been turned loose, and Jesus shows up in the fire, I'm going to have myself a fit. Amen. We have access to this. And we don't use it like we ought to. We have access to praise. We have access to godly elders. Now listen, we have access to godly elders. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace and mercy and peace from God our Father and our Jesus Christ, our Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord. Timothy had access to Paul. Don't you know that Paul understood that Timothy was going through something? Paul said, I'm going to sit down and write him a letter. Glory to God. He wrote Timothy a letter. You and I have access. Let me tell you something. These men sitting on this front row right here, and we got other folks in this church, when you're going through something and you don't understand something, it's time to get on the phone and call somebody. We had a young lady call us from Conway the other day asking my wife a question, and we helped her. She had a little question. The devil was in her mind about something. And she had a little question. And hey, through the word of God and through godly wisdom, we was able to help her. You've got access to godly elders that love you and want to be here for you and will help you if you give them the chance. If Wes, just say for instance, if Wes calls Dallas, says, I need to talk. And Dallas is able to talk to Wes and help Wes with a problem that he has. Not only does that helps Wes, that helps Dallas.
Amen.
Because it might be later on that Gavin's going through something. And Gavin calls Wes. And Wes is able to help Gavin through something. And it might be later on that I'm having a problem. And I happen to run into Gavin at the store. And Gavin helps me with what I'm going through. You see how it works? We're all here for each other. We're all in the wall, amen. We're all in the building. We're all working together. Let me tell you something. That brick wall out there, there ain't one brick no more important than another brick. And I'm telling you right now, there ain't one person no more important than another person inside the church. We're here together. We have access to godly elders, and we need to use what God has put there for us. Let me tell you something, folks. There's people in this church that's going through a whole lot of stuff, and they can help you if you let them. We have access to others' testimony and our testimony. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 says this, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love to all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. The thing about it is, when you stand up and testify, you help other people in the church. Amen. When you stand up and testify, you help somebody. Somebody might be going through the same thing that you've gone through. Somebody might be a little bit deeper in the ditch than you were. And you let them know, hey, God brought me out. Glory to God. Then God can bring you out.
Amen.
But if you ain't here, you ain't got access. That's why we don't need to miss church. We have access. Paul told about being caught up to the third heaven. I'm going to tell you right now, Richard, that's still blessing me today. And that was almost 2,000 years ago. Amen? Every time I read that, I get excited. Can you imagine being so close to God? You know, we talk about Elijah. And praise God, Elijah was close to God. The fire chariot come down, swooped him up, took him on to heaven. Can you imagine being so close to God that God come down I'm just going to pick on Tony. God come down and just kind of puts Tony in a kind of a deep hypnotic state and just lifts him up, takes him to the very throne room, takes him to the very, Paul said, I saw things that's unlawful for me to utter. My God, have mercy. I'm telling you right now, I've seen some good stuff, but I ain't never seen nothing like that. Paul had a testimony, and it helped others, amen? Don't sit there and let the devil defeat you. Well, I just don't know if I need to say nothing. I just don't know if I need to say nothing. Yeah, you do. I don't want to upset the preacher. You ain't going to upset the preacher. If it goes too long, I'll tell you to sit down. Amen. Testify. Give God. Let me tell you something. The devil ain't going to never tell you to do something good.
Amen.
If there's something in your mind telling you you need to praise God, that ain't Satan.
Amen.
Amen. We have access to others' testimony. And my last point is this. We have access to the Holy Ghost. Amen. It don't get no better than that. John chapter 14, verse 16, and I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Amen. John chapter 14, verse 26, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. John chapter 15, verse 26, but when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what the Holy Spirit does, and you've got access to it. D.L. Moody was preaching one night, and he was preaching to a bunch of intellectuals. And he had a glass sitting there, Tony. And he asked this question to these smart people. How do I get the air out of this glass? Somebody said, well, you put some on top of it and you suck the air out of it. He said, well, that'll work. He said, but it's going to crush you. It's going to, you know, shatter the glass. So he said, how do I get the air out of the glass? Well, he picked up a pitcher of water and filled it jam full. He said, all the air's out. Amen? Let me go ahead and tell you something. You ain't going to get all the sin out till you get all the Holy Ghost in. And the more Holy Ghost we get in, the less sin we're going to have. And the more Holy Ghost we get in, the less trouble we're going to have. And the more Holy Ghost we get in, the closer we're going to be to Him. Yeah. Amen. We have access to the Holy Spirit. Now listen. We all go through something. Every one of us. There ain't a person in this church right now immune to heartache, hard times, valleys, and I'm telling you right now, if you ain't in one right now, you might be next week. But remember what you got access to that can help you through that valley. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. When Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, don't you think that's exactly what he meant? Jesus didn't come up to the valley that Brother David was getting ready to go through and say, "Hup, I can't go in there." Jesus didn't come up to the mud that Dallas was going to walk through and say, "Hold on, I can't go in there." I told him, wherever he goes, I'm going with him. You understand something? I thought about it many times over the last several years about that prodigal son. When he left the father's house, hey, if you're going to put that in today's terms, the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. In other words, he was with him in the hard times. He was with him in the good times. He was with him right there close to the hog pen. How in the world do you think he came to himself? I'm telling you right now, it wasn't because the devil was in his ear. That was because Jesus was in his ear. Tell him, you know, you got it better back at the Father's house. You know you got it better back. If you just get back to your daddy's house, I'm telling you right, just ask him to be one of the servants. Yeah. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you till the end of the world. Amen. I want you to bow your heads.